Welcome to Fort Wayne Feedback, a public affairs presentation of Fun 101.7 WLDE. Opinions expressed on Fort Wayne Feedback do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Now, here's your host, Carrie Wellman.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Fort Wayne Feedback. I'm your host today, Carrie Wellman, and joining us in the studio, we're going to be talking about Francine's Friends, the mobile mammography coach that, I don't know, I mean, it's an institution in Fort Wayne now. We have Sharon Simmons here, who is the board president, and Judy Springer, board vice president. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Really, it has become a staple, an institution so well known, so well received, and so well used, don't you think, the mobile coach?
Oh, absolutely. We are entering our 10th year on the road, and we have served, as of last December, over 39,000 women. About a third of them, it was their very first time to get a mammogram.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And so we're very proud of the fact that we can take the mobile program to women where they need to have it. As you know, we go to Kroger's, which is a favorite spot for us. And the Kroger's people have been very generous and kind to us. That's where we held our ribbon cutting in 2005 was at the Kroger's. Well, it wasn't Kroger's then, it was Scott's on North Clinton. And when we got the new coach, we went back there just because they've been so good to us. In fact, they've invited us to be part of Fight Cancer Days.
Oh, nice.
Which we're really excited about. And we have some ideas to change it up a little bit and make it a little more fun for the people who are shopping and for the people at the store.
And we're also well supported.
Oh, yeah.
This year, we have added a number of third-party benefactors who are providing money and in-kind goods.
So
it's just a wonderful
more and more
community
people, exactly. And more people are coming out and offering their time, their talents, whatever they can to facilitate the program.
That's
and
right.
I guess, 39,000, almost 40,000 women have been served with the coach. But maybe there's someone out there who's not quite familiar. Maybe they're new to the area. To just describe what this coach is, because it is completely outfitted so that you can go in, have a mammogram, in and out, boom, you're done.
15 minutes is all it takes from start to finish. And we like to think of it as a breast diagnostic center rolling site.
Because it has the same digital mammography equipment that the breast diagnostic center has. And the service is the same. The only thing that's different is the location.
The only thing, I've been on the coach, and the only thing that, you're right, the only thing that's different, because everything is completely, it's confidential, you have little dressing area where you go and you put your, it's exactly the same, except that it has wheels.
And it moves.
And it comes to the lady.
To you.
Exactly. So, and it's very comfortable, too, because there's a little sitting area up front, and then you go to the back, and there's where the equipment is, and it's quick. And it's painless for me. It was pain. You know, I know everybody has a different experience, but for the most part, it's a painless thing, and it helps so much in the course of your health care.
Part of that is, I think, due to the staff on the coach. They're members of the Breast Diagnostic Center, and they really do a wonderful job, I think, because I get my mammogram on the coach. And they do such a wonderful job of making you feel at ease and making you feel comfortable that we get a lot of repeat business. You have it on the coach once, and you're kind of sold on it, I think, and you come back because of the convenience, if nothing else.
And the coach, as we just mentioned, travels around Fort Wayne to various locations.
And it's recognizable.
It is, because it's a one of a kind.
It is one of a kind, as was Francine.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's another nice thing is that it brings it, as you mentioned, it brings it to you. Because we know people are busy. We know times have changed quite a bit. And a lot of times, especially for the women, they're taking care of everybody else. And their needs follow.
Which is one of the reasons Kroger's has been so successful, because they're there doing their shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And they see the coach, and they can stop in most cases. We do recommend that ladies make an appointment, but they do not have to.
Now, does it typically take, you say, about 15 minutes to get
one? About 15 minutes from the time you get on the coach to the time they're saying, we'll see you next year.
Uh-huh. And, you know, with the paperwork and everything else, you know,
well,
just a few things.
Well, we're really careful about that. If you make an appointment, we can pre-register you. The scheduling people can pre-register you for that.
Gotcha.
And if not, the paperwork is really not overwhelming or burdensome, especially for people who need funding. We have never made it a part of being okay to have your mammogram on the coach. We figure if a woman is having a mammogram and say she hasn't had one for several years and she's gotten up the nerve or the time or the effort to come and have it, we're not going to try and make it hard for her to get that
there
mammogram.
There are no income requirements.
None.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up. So if someone comes on board and has questions about that and says, well, I don't, you know, I don't think this will be covered for me, or I can't, how does that work? Someone will work with them.
Works with them, and that's why we are in an existence, is to help them out. That's what we do. We pay for that mammogram, and we ask for a free will donation, but it is not necessary. I mean, it's out of. I mean, some people can't afford even that. So
finances should not stand in the way.
Oh no,
never.
Something so important.
Never.
Okay. And we were talking about, you know, when women do come on board, whether or not they have an appointment, you get them in, you get them out. If finances is an issue, is that something that they take care of
then? Absolutely.
Right then. Okay.
The Breast Diagnostic Center takes care of that piece of it.
Uh-huh.
We don't worry about that on the coach.
Okay.
Because the billing, if there is billing, it's done through the Breast Diagnostic Center, normal channels.
Like insurance, which Judy's trying to say is that we accept any insurance that the Breast Diagnostic Center participates in. So say you have XYZ insurance, and that's an insurance that the Breast Diagnostic Center participates, then they will file your insurance claim, same as if you got your mammogram somewhere else.
Done there. Okay. And I was going to say, when you're on the coach and you're having your mammogram done, the images are then done through
BDC, the
Breast Diagnostic Center.
Same radiologist.
As if you're actually in one of their
It's a locations. Rolling Breast Diagnostic Center.
I love that. And maybe you guys can speak to the importance of the mammograms and, you know, a yearly checkup, the importance of early detection.
That's right. We have identified many early stage breast cancers, and the survival rate is much improved, up to some statistics say 98% if you're diagnosed
That's
with
huge.
Breast cancer in early stages, which is our goal. That's why we are marketing to every woman in the area to have a mammogram, because early detection is the best protection, as you see on our logo.
Oh, sure. Are there standards, again, or guidelines, I guess I should say, for when women should begin having them?
40 years old is the age at which we would take a lady on the coach.
We follow the
American Cancer Society has guidelines.
And do they recommend then once a year after that, or once
correct.
Every 3 years? Or?
Well, actually, we ask them, we think once a year, but we ask them to have that conversation with their physician.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's correct.
And then what about women who have had a pretty significant history? I mean, does that change things, or is it really dependent on?
Yeah, we don't want, it's not that we don't want. We're unable to help women who, say, have had breast history in the past because you really need to have a diagnostic mammogram at that time. And the only difference between a diagnostic mammogram and a screening mammogram is that there's a radiologist present and reads it immediately.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get one of them to run around and ride with us every day.
Understandable.
I'm not sure we wanted to. But we provide screening mammograms.
And you would also have the resources for someone. Should they have a question and come to you, you can say, here's what you need to do.
Right.
And that's just as important, is talking to someone who knows what the process is and what the next step should be.
And if they call for an appointment and they say that they have had a positive mammogram in the past, then we make the appointment with the breast diagnostic center.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have to have a physician's order for that, so we would refer them back to their
gotcha.
Physician.
And I know I said that I get my mammograms on the coach, which I do, and I can tell you how I do that, because people who know me know that I am a 24-year breast cancer survivor, and it's because I am a 24-year breast cancer survivor that I can do that. Your doctor will release you, and then you're able to get a screening mammogram, and you don't need a diagnostic mammogram anymore.
Now, the fact that it comes to you, the coach, and I'm sure people have seen it, as you mentioned, all over. Do you stay in Allen County with that coach?
No.
You go?
Northeast Indiana.
Okay.
So we go up to Steuben. We go over to LaGrange, Warsaw. You name it. We go.
Uh-huh.
And we've had very successful recent events, visits with in Ligonier, and to the Amish community. We go to those locations where those ladies are.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so it goes everywhere. We hit the neighborhood health clinics.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Matthew 25.
On a regular basis.
That's a monthly thing.
Uh-huh.
And we also go to St. Martin's Clinic up in Garrett.
Okay.
And the Wolf Lake. Easy for me to say.
No.
The Wolf Lake Clinic and Wolf Lake also. So
before we take a quick break here, let's tell everybody if there's a web address or phone number or something where they can find more information as we're sitting here chatting about Francine's Mobile Mammography.
Francine'sFriends.org.
Okay.
All one word.
Okay.
Is our website. And we also have a Facebook page that can link from there or directly.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is the scheduling number for the breast diagnostic center.
There we go.
Which is
8147.
8147.
8147. And you know what? We'll give this again at the end of the program, too, just in case someone wants to run and grab a pen for
and
that.
Remember what it is.
It's hard to remember.
I was going to say, if they're like me and still use pens and paper.
Well, that's it. I have it in my phone and I don't remember.
Exactly. And you never call yourself or you never. Yeah, exactly. But let's do that. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about Francine's Friends Mobile Mammography, the coach you've seen around Fort Wayne. We'll do that next on Fort Wayne Feedback. Welcome to the second half of Fort Wayne Feedback. And today we're talking about Francine's Friends, the mobile mammography coach that you have seen all over Fort Wayne. And we have Judy Springer and Sharon Simmons in the studio with us today. And first thing we want to do out of the break is we want to give you the phone number. And we want to actually correct the phone number from just a few minutes ago. So what is the number we can call?
483-1847.
Okay.
For the Breast Diagnostic Center to make an appointment.
And we will give that again at the end of the program.
Okay.
Definitely. Along with the web address. But the coach, as you mentioned just before we went to break, goes throughout Northeast Indiana. So if someone is listening now and wants to have the coach come to them or to their place of business or whatever they have going on, is there a scheduler or someone who...
Debbie Kennedy is the community outreach coordinator for Parkview, and she schedules the coach at businesses and community sites, clinics, and she would be the person to talk to. The good news is we're scheduled out a year in advance almost.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is we're scheduled out a year in advance almost.
But occasionally there are cancellations or things that businesses occur where the coach cannot come as scheduled. So it never hurts to call Debbie to ask when the coach could come to your business or to your community.
And, you know, get it on your radar now for possibly, you know, next time
that's
around.
Correct.
And the other part of the good news is that with so many locations and so many bookings for the year, it's going to be somewhere near you.
That's right.
Sooner or later.
You may not have to have it come to your business because it may be somewhere
at a neighboring.
Exactly.
Just down the street.
So in order to make an appointment then, to be on the coach, to actually have a mammogram done
just
on the coach, a screening,
number.
Just call this number and you can find out when it will be close
That's
to you
correct.
Or where it will be at that particular time.
You can also find our schedule on our website.
Okay. Okay. Now, before we started the show, before we even started the show, we talked about your efforts to get Free and Seen's Friends rolling, no pun intended, but you actually said that it's been in existence for how many years?
Well, we've been as a loosely knit committee mm-hmm. in existence for 15 years.
All right. The coach itself isn't quite, or you know, the
it's
actual...
It's in its 10th year.
It's in its 10th year. But then you were saying it took years before it even came to fruition
That's right.
Get this program going.
Right. Well, Francine died in September of 2002. And shortly after her passing, I just wanted to do something. So I called a couple of her friends mm-hmm. and said, you know, let's do something for Francine in her honor. She was such a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. And she was a good mentor for a lot of breast cancer patients. I met Francine because of my breast cancer.
Ah.
And I just wanted somehow to have some closure with that.
Mm-hmm. But we officially formed in 2005.
Okay. So it that from 2002-ish.
Well, four, maybe.
Or three.
To mm-hmm. now.
Okay. All right.
To then. And in the beginning, Judy and Dan Garman, who was the head of Parkview's cancer line, and I took many road trips around the state, really, and even into Ohio, looking at other programs. As it turns out, the program that we've developed here is unique to the United States, if you can believe that.
Wow.
There is no other mobile program like ours in the country. We are the only all-volunteer program that is partnered with a hospital system oh. and a radiology group. Every other program is owned outright by, they're either standalone where they have the resources that they can provide everything mm-hmm. that's necessary, or they're owned by a hospital.
And Debbie Kennedy participates in a mobile mammography national group.
Oh.
And has been an officer in that entity and traveled all over the country to speak about our program.
That's very neat.
It
that's
is
really neat.
Neat. Yes. It is neat.
I mean, that's another badge, you know,
yes.
another. Okay, so how many mobile coaches would there be in India? Ballpark figure. I mean, are we talking like
five?
Half a dozen. Maybe.
Okay. Okay.
There are... It's one, maybe they're working on having two up in South Bend. There's uh-huh. three in Indy.
Right.
So I'd say five or six. You're right.
Rarely do they last as long as we have.
Wow. That surprises me.
Even in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Because, as Sharon said, they're expensive. They're resource intense. And it takes support.
And well, it just is another testament to the people of this area of Northeast Indiana that support this effort, this organization.
Yes, and we have eight groups who have come to us to give us money this year.
Wow.
And many of them are high school groups, girls. Girls
awesome.
High school teams. We're
Garrett and
mm-hmm.
Garrett yep. Auburn Lures, Lady Lures basketball team. We're so excited about that because it raises awareness of the importance. I mean, they may not be young enough to receive a mammogram,
uh-huh.
but everybody should be doing a self-exam once a month. And whether you, as soon as you hit puberty, that should begin.
Well, that's a good point, too.
So we're glad that they're aware. And, of
uh-huh.
course, they have mothers and grandmothers and aunts and cousins.
Sure.
And we just think it's a marvelous thing that they've come together to do that. That's been a real outpouring this year. We have had some support with schools in the past, but this year it's wonderful.
And it's people like that, because you were talking, too, before the program about the essence of Francine's Friends is the volunteer. That's that aspect of it. The fact that you have, it's completely volunteer, no paid staff, correct?
Correct.
Everybody on the board, everybody who's helping with the coach, donating time, donating
money,
donating
time,
equipment,
talent,
whatever.
And treasure.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Donna Emily is our creative marketing person,
mm-hmm.
and she donates so much of her time and talent to Francine's Friends. She's our logo person. She's
brands us. Maintains our website and the Facebook page.
So nice.
We just have so many people willing to give of their time and effort to us that we've always felt, at least I have personally always felt, that it's a program that belongs to the community. Because the 600 and some women that come to our event every year, they know when they write their check, they can see where that money goes. They see it out.
That's true. That's true.
They know that with the report I give them every year that we're reaching more and more women. And I think that resonates, and I think it's important. And it does belong to the community. Mm-hmm. We certainly couldn't do this without the community. There's no way.
And exactly. As Sharon said, we've had 600 ladies at our luncheon in October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And we are having a luncheon again this year, the second Friday in October, which is the 9th. And it's for friends.
You know, and you know, another good point, too, fundraisers throughout the year or things that you guys do, you know, where the community can also help with monetary support, for example.
Exactly. It's a win-win, really, because mm-hmm. you can. And we look at it, the coach just being out in the community, it gives people, raises up their awareness and they can be behind us in at a light, and they may not get on the coach to have their mammogram, but they can have a V8 moment. Ah, I need to make that, and I need to schedule it.
That's a good point.
So we really feel that that's another issue that we're able to bring to the front.
I had one of those V8 moments.
Did you?
Because a place I was at just the other day, they said, hey, we're having the coach come. I think it's next month. And you know, so a bunch of the women in the room were like, oh, well, it was either, oh, well, then we're going to sign up, or B, oh, we need to do that. I mean, you could hear people talking about it. It was really interesting. So, yes, I will probably be on the coach very soon.
Judy mentioned our fundraiser in October, and we've already started working mm-hmm. on it, as you might guess. Our speakers this year are going to be the genetic counselors at Parkview.
And that's really neat.
We chose them because women have a fear that if a close female family mm-hmm. member has been diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer, that they're going to get it also. And we're hoping that with the genetic counselors coming that they can talk a little bit about it. It's not a large percentage of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer have that genetic mutation. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-7%.
Oh.
It's not a large amount, mm-mm. but it's real scary.
And it affects all the women in the family. Mm-hmm. It can, and mm-hmm. they should be counseled mm-hmm. for that mutation if someone has it.
Mm-hmm. So, but again, better to be aware. And
the more you know, I think the better you feel and the safer you are.
Well, and again, what were you saying earlier in the first part of the show about the early detection and 98%?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's huge.
It is huge.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
And people shouldn't be afraid of a mammogram.
Oh, well, you know, and if it's just, you know, if it's a matter of, I don't know what to expect, is it going to hurt,
No. They've improved the technology mm-hmm. so much. I will admit, way back in the dark ages,
it
did hurt. But even for someone who's had uh-huh. breast surgery, and of course then you have, you know, a little scarring and that kind mm-hmm. of stuff, it's not painful.
It's not, I mean, you know, no, it's not.
There's a pressure. I will say there's well, yeah, a I mean, pressure, but it's not
a
pain.
Little squeezy yeah, pressure. It's not, not, yeah, it's not.
As if somebody shakes your hand too hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put that. I like that. And again, I'm sure that treatments and, well, have changed quite dramatically, too. If someone is diagnosed, treatments have changed.
Well, the treatment that I received 24 years ago, it bears no resemblance to what happens today for mm-hmm. women. For one thing, they don't wait to begin. Mm-hmm. I waited almost a month after I knew I had breast cancer to even be scheduled for a surgery, and at that point I was even worked into the schedule.
Oh, wow.
So mm-hmm. it's much more patient friendly. There's a lot, many more things that they can use. They know a lot more about breast cancer mm-hmm. than they did 24 years ago. So it's an entire, the drugs they use are different. It's just better.
Everything, yeah.
It's just easier.
And,
mm-hmm.
Parkview provides a program that is supportive. Women who are diagnosed with breast cancer are referred to counselors who can assist them in their progress through the system as much as with their treatment.
Well, and that I think Fort Wayne also has a lot of good resources to that end. A lot of good groups and a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm. Right. I wouldn't go out of town to get treatment.
You know what? And that's a good point. I wouldn't even think about it either. You know, I know that there are some specialty places around the country, but no, I would never.
Unless I had something off the wall.
No,
it's a good point. And an oncologist in town referred you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's, if we can, once again, give out the email address or the web address, excuse me, and the phone numbers in case anybody wants to get more information or just to check out where you will be next.
Well, that would be awesome. Our website is www.francinesfriends.org.
Okay.
The schedule is on our website. Also, there's a lot of news about what we're doing, what's coming up, how you can join in, and the phone number.
And links to Facebook,
Facebook
is important
too.
To a lot of people nowadays. And the phone number is 483-1847.
All right. 483-1847, and that will get you the information you need. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Carrie. It's always a pleasure.
I love talking to you guys about this, and I hope people will take advantage when they see it out and about, or at least come on, you know, get on the web or check the schedule and make an appointment. And again, you know what? I want to throw this in too, real quickly. You can, financial need should not be a reason.
Absolutely
not.
To that's, not go in.
That's
absolutely.
Francine's Friend's purpose, is to provide mammograms for the uninsured, the insured, and the underserved.
Everyone. Okay.
That's
thank
right.
You. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it. We've been talking with Sharon Simmons and Judy Springer about Francine's Friends and the mobile mammography coach that you see around town. And I'm Carrie Wellman, thanking you for joining us today on Fort Wayne Feedback.
You've been listening to Fort Wayne Feedback, a public affairs presentation of Fun 101.7 WLDE with your host, Carrie Wellman. Fort Wayne Feedback can also be found online at fun1017.com. To find out more about this week's program, email Carrie Wellman at carriebud@fun1017.com. Opinions expressed on Fort Wayne Feedback do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Sarkis Tarzine Incorporated. Thank you for listening to Fort Wayne Feedback on Fun 101.7 WLDE Fort Wayne.